This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. Alabama is getting hotter, and the number of storms have been thinning out. Today and tomorrow, very hot, with high temperatures both days in the middle 90s, heat index getting close to the 105 danger range, spotty, random storms scattered here and there in the afternoon and evening hours, low tonight around 74. Then on Friday, slightly better odds of encountering one of those afternoon or evening showers. In fact, by the time we get to Saturday and Sunday, a 50-50 chance, which is pretty generous, of showers and thunderstorms. Highs will be in the low to mid-90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Members of the NAACP held vigils across the state last night to bring attention to voter suppression. They say they're concerned with voter ID laws, voter purges, and gerrymandering. Not only are they calling on Congress, but also leaders in Alabama to push for change. Tuesday was National Night Out, and first responders were out in neighborhoods educating residents on crime. First responders visited nearly 30 Montgomery County communities. The first National Night Out was 35 years ago. And changes are coming to Exit 38 in Tuskegee. Mayor Tony Haygood says a new development will include restaurants and a new gas station. City leaders are also in negotiations for a hotel and Greyhound bus station at the site. The first business should be open by the end of September. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Sorry about the delay there. Had a little trouble getting set up this morning. Now.
But now we're good, Dob.
Cooking with gas.
Cooking with gasoline, my friend.
I was 16, he was 21.
There we go.
Gas is good here.
All right. Guys, we have a big show lined up for you today.
Huge,
huge
middle
show.
Of the week. Got to get over the hump.
I do want to... Again, I should have asked yesterday. I don't know what to say. I want to... I don't know what I can say.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I just want to say
about
that...
About our giant ratings?
The ratings were so huge.
I mean, they were even surprising to me.
I mean, I... very, very large ratings. Very, very large ratings. And I want to thank everybody who listens, participates in the program, calls, shows up as a guest, the advertisers and everybody. I mean, just absolutely, without a doubt, some of the most monster ratings ever seen in local talk radio. And we thank you for that. We thank you for that. It's an honor and a privilege to be up here. I'd like to thank the Academy. No, but in all seriousness.
You
I
like
mean, it's,
me.
It's,
you really, really like me.
It's a well-listened to radio talk show, Dave.
It is.
The Dave effect is real.
The Dave bounce?
Yeah, there was a Dave. There was a definite Dave bounce in this year's ratings.
I bring the heat.
Definite Dave bounce. I got a follow-up story to something we covered yesterday.
But we couldn't do it without you people.
Well, no.
They're great.
Otherwise, it'd just be us talking in a room together.
That's right. And we do that anyway, but it's more fun with the mics on.
Well, sure.
More fun for them too. See, because if we didn't have the mics, they couldn't hear us.
Yeah, it's like a comedian.
Yeah,
you know, he could stand up in a theater and tell jokes and still be hilarious. But if nobody's there in the audience listening, what's he doing?
If a tree falls in the forest.
Yeah, exactly. If a tree falls in the forest and no one's around to hear it, did it make a noise? Anyway, I do want to mention that because it's nice for people to get a little feedback on what they listen to, what they like, and. We appreciate it. Apparently, the show has become appointment radio for some, and we greatly, greatly appreciate it. I don't know if this is a correction or a follow-up or what, but apparently I covered this story incorrectly yesterday based on stuff I read in the news today, and I want to apologize because I don't try to get it wrong. But yesterday we talked about the Pike Road School Board was going to vote on a measure that would allow some Maxwell children to use the Pike Road school system. I thought it was anybody whose parents were stationed at Maxwell, whether or not they lived on base. Because if they lived on base, I don't understand why they wouldn't just go to the Maxwell school. I think it's a fine school. And the question I had was, if they don't go to the Maxwell school, where do they go? But apparently, if you live on base, Maxwell or Gunner, not if you are stationed there and live off base, but if you live on base, you now have the option... as a student, to attend Pike Road schools in addition to Elmore and Autauga County schools. Maxwell Air Force Base has a school for on-base students through the 8th grade. They do not have a high school. Pike Road now has a fully functioning high school. It goes till 12th grade. It's the first year they'll have a 12th grade class.
Right.
Like 100 people in it. And good for them. Good for them. I want them to go back to the old moniker. They're the Pike Road Patriots.
Right.
Which is kind of boring, frankly.
What did you...
The old moniker was awesome. You know what the old Pike Road school was?
No.
The Pike Road Polecats.
Well.
They stink. I think Pike Road Polecats is a way cooler moniker than the Pike Road Patriots. Patriots is boring. Every school's red, white, and blue. You know?
Yeah, I don't really care.
What was your high school?
The Chiefs.
The Chiefs? How racist.
I'm super racist.
Unless they were like... Unless it was like some Rastafarian in the corner smoking
a dude. We had an Indian with the big headdress.
No, you did not.
Yeah, even though like...
Peachtree City?
Yeah, I would say even though I don't know that the Georgia Indians really wore the big headdresses. I think those more the out west Indians, but you know.
Peachtree...
McIntosh
Chiefs. McIntosh Chiefs.
Yep, McIntosh Chiefs. Because it was named after some Indian chief named McIntosh.
Oh, is that what it was? Well, that makes sense then. Yeah. Did he wear a headdress?
He did in our depictions of him.
We were the Brentwood Bruins.
See?
We had a bear. Way cooler, by the way. Way cooler than a chief.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, in a fight between a bear and a chief, who you got? No weapons.
No, oh, okay.
Well, the bear doesn't have weapons.
Well, the bear has weapons, his teeth and his hands.
Well,
and his feet.
The chief has teeth and hands and feet.
Yeah, but not like a bear does. I don't know, have you seen The Revenant? The
That was
yeah. I'm gonna go bear.
I'm gonna go with bear.
I'm gonna put some money on the bear here. even if it's like, you know, like plus 250 or whatever.
You know? I'll take it. I'll take the money line on that one all day. Working together for Autauga County, Elmore County, and Montgomery County to make sure we offer a full array of choices to those military members is important. So they now have the opportunity to be Wetumpka Indians,
yeah,
Prattville Lions, or Pike Road Patriots. Is there another high school in Prattville or Wetumpka? There's Stanhope.
Stanhope, yeah.
In Elmore County.
Yeah.
And Wetumpka, I guess they're maybe, that's Millbrook though, right?
Dude, you are asking the wrong person.
Yeah, well, once it comes north of the river, you check out.
Yeah, I just don't know.
Like, you get to the Alabama River and you just think it's Canada? What is it up there?
Yes.
Toronto?
Yes.
You know, but there's a lot of real estate between here and Canada.
Nope.
You can visit it.
It's all,
they got a Bass Pro Shop up there.
Yeah, I've been there.
You ever take a kid and just wander around?
No, because my kids want too much stuff, and they cry.
Oh, well, tell them no.
I know, but then they cry more. It's terrible.
Have you tried smacking them?
Yes.
Then they just cry more.
It's terrible.
I like taking a kid around there, you know, up to a certain age.
Yeah. No, it's fine. I have done that.
But you go around, they got fish tanks. Yeah. They've got all kinds of cool stuff to look at, and all the stuffed animals around there.
It's actually one of those places that you can teach your kids about choices, right? Like, you can say, okay, well, I'll get you one thing that's like $10 or less.
Yeah.
Or I'll get you anything you want, but it can't be
over 10
it's
bucks.
Not going to be more than 10 bucks. Can be,
so you can get some candy?
Or
you can
20 get a things or, you know,
BB gun?
Right. And, you know, and then they got to figure out, like, you know.
I bought an air rifle from there one time.
Mm-hmm.
This air rifle shoots a 22 caliber round that breaks the speed of sound.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
That's not an air rifle. That's a gun.
Well, it's an air rifle. But, it's pretty bad. It's a break barrel, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the most accurate thing you've ever shot. But, you know, you can kill a squirrel from across the yard.
Right. Or really, really make somebody's day go bad. You're not going to kill them, but, you know, they're...
I had a friend that shot himself in the temple with a BB gun.
Is it stuck in there?
Oh, yeah. Like, he was kidding around. He didn't think it would break the skin. No, it did. He bled. It looked like someone had hit him in the head with an axe.
Yeah.
I mean, he had blood just all over him within a minute.
We had a buddy that shot himself in the eye.
With a BB gun?
Yeah.
Did not watch...
Didn't go blind.
Didn't watch Christmas Story?
Right? I mean, that was the joke. You should try out.
People, BB guns are real. No, seriously, that air rifle is awesome. It is totally awesome. 22 caliber air rifle breaks the speed of sound. So when you shoot it, it sounds like a gun because you hear that crack, you know?
Right.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I mean.
And you don't have to have any gunpowder.
Right.
Just pneumatics, is that what it's called when you have air?
I don't know.
Pneumatics?
I really don't know.
I don't either. Our number 272-9228, that's the bathinnovations.com guest hotline. One David L. Mallory sitting directly to my right. Dave Mallory, M-A-L-L-O-R-Y.
D-A-Y-B.
D-A-Y-B, Mallory. Baron Coleman, we're here with you from 9 to noon on a daily basis, and apparently a lot of you listen.
Yeah.
I mean, apparently a lot of you listen. Should have seen the ratings.
Boffo.
They were bonkers. I dare say if the ratings growth continues on that path, I think we'll have to import people to Montgomery to keep listening, to keep the growth up.
We might.
We might be the recruitment tool Todd Strange needs.
Yeah, or we might just syndicate, Baron. Please, baby, can't you see my mind's a burning hell? I got razors ripping and tearing and stripping my heart apart as well. Tonight you told me that you wait for something new. Some other woman is looking like something that might be good for you. Go on and hold her till the screaming is gone.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
What's worse than your heating going out in the middle of winter? Your AC wimping out in the heat of summer. Barrett Heating and Cooling has been serving the Tri-County area since 1978. They're ready to help you when your system goes kaput. Whether you want to maintain your heating and cooling units with one of their maintenance plans or upgrade your equipment, trust Barrett to be there for you. From AC units to air purification and humidity control, trust the team at Barrett. Call them today, 285-0014.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Imagine that you're at the store like you've been a bazillion times before. Do you know the secret to a happy shopping cart? Putting Little Debbie snacks in there is the perfect way to start. Oatmeal cream pies, Swiss rolls galore, Nutty Buddy, Honey Bun, zebra cakes, and more. Little Debbie loves to make you smile with so many varieties made by our family of bakers who always aim to please. There's tradition and love in our collection of cake. So grab your favorites in the aisle because today you bake.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Guys, welcome back in. It's 20 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Oh, I used to feel your fire, but now it's cold inside.
Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you on a daily basis from 9 to noon. A large, large audience with us from 9 to 10 on a daily basis.
Huge.
Huge, huge, huge audience. Cornerstone Managing General Agency, a huge way to save money. Cornerstone Managing General Agency, CornerstoneMGA.com, CornerstoneMGA.com online, or you can call them 356-1502, 356-1502, Cornerstone Managing General Agency. All they want to do is take a look at your employee benefits package and say, can we save you some money? 80 or 90% of the time when people call Cornerstone MGA, they walk away and save some money. And who doesn't want to save money? Dave, you know what I say about money? The only thing better than money? More money.
More money.
Cornerstone Managing General Agency gives you more money in your pocket. I actually called for an insurance quote yesterday. Not to Cornerstone because they don't do that. But a different type of insurance I needed.
Right.
And it's just nice when people know what the heck they're doing.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and Cornerstone knows what the heck they're doing. And if I owned a business or managed a business, That's the first call I would make. Cornerstone MGA, 356-1502. Got to save that money, boo-boo. Got to make that paper. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman. Who's this?
This is Coosa County.
Hey, Coosa County, checking in. How are you up there?
Pretty good, pretty good. We were down in your neck of the woods yesterday afternoon doing some shopping.
Oh, wow.
But we don't have any place up here to shop, hardly.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad you're in town. What's going on?
In the big city of Rockford. Excuse me. Anyway, the main thing we were down there for is we were looking for a used tire, a 16-inch, a 225 by 16 used tire.
You know, they have new tires at Jenkins Tire and Auto.
I know. I wish. I can't say what I want to say. I wish we were looking for a new tire. That would have been much easier. But we stopped. We crossed the Canadian border there, the bridge.
Yeah.
And actually pulled into the tire place there that's on the west side of the road, I guess it is.
Okay.
And I asked the guy if he had any 16-inch used tires. He said, no, we don't have any. I said, none? He said, none. I said, well, give me your phone number. I'll call you a couple of days. He said, no. We are never going to have any 16-inch tires. I said, why? He said, because the state comes by every so often and picks them all up and takes them and recycles them.
Oh, wow.
I said, what? I said, well, where are we supposed to look for a used tire? He said, the only places I know of you can buy used tires anymore. He said, because the state of Alabama.
Hold on. Is this a joke, or are you like really telling me a story?
No, I'm asking you because you're a lawyer, and the guy said the state of Alabama passed a law or an ordinance or something.
Hey, I ain't in the used tire business of law. That is not my bailiwick.
The leading expert on used tire law.
I'll tell you what. Call my number, 1-800-BARON. If you need anything to deal with used tires, I will tell you the rules and regulations.
Is that vulcanized rubber? Still got the radio sticking out of it there.
1-800-BARON?
Yes, sir. That'll get you the used tire department.
Thank you.
Yep, thanks. That's Baron with three R's.
Right. Baron.
Oh, my gosh.
Seriously.
Happy Hemp Day, Alabama. You know, today is Hemp Day in Alabama.
Oh, yeah? What's that mean?
I don't know. It's just what it said on AL.com. Happy Hemp Day.
Like National Beer Day or whatever?
I don't know.
Hemp Day? Or are they like finally?
Well, it says one of the first industrial hemp fields planted in Alabama in mid-May,
yeah,
just below Chandler Mountain, St. Clair County, has an herbal scent, almost like a hint of basil. Or, you know, like a bag of weed.
Go on, let me get a little bit for my cataract.
It's neat rows of mostly thriving plants, range from 2 to 4 feet tall. They appear almost jolly. It's like a 3-foot tall Christmas tree, said Ed.
They appear almost jolly.
They look very cute.
Okay. I mean, that might be taking a little too far on this. Like, I don't know that we need them to look happy, the fields to look happier or even
attractive. I just want some rope.
To grow it, you know?
I just want some rope and some CBD oil. Isn't that what they're supposed to be getting out of this?
Yeah, I thought so.
Your man, Rick Pate, commented in this story.
Yeah.
We got some really good farmers in the program that we know can grow anything, said Alabama Department of Agriculture Commissioner Rick Pate. I think people seem pretty pleased. Most of them think they'll have a crop. They are smart people hoping they can make a little money. With CBD oil taking off, there are plenty of people wanting to buy it. You're telling me. We need to partner, Dave.
Yeah.
With a CBD oil manufacturer.
Yeah.
A CBD field.
Someone in Alabama.
Yeah, local, of course, because we're local people.
Yeah.
And we need to have a News and Views CBD oil.
Yes.
One that we've tested that is organic. It's CO2 derived. I don't want any of this benzene and stuff in there.
Source it back to, you know.
Yeah. But I mean, I want like the best of the best. But if somebody would partner with us, we would sell a News and Views labeled CBD oil in various strengths. We'd have like the, we'd name it like Little Wussy Strength.
Yeah.
And then be like, maybe the medium strength would be like Yo Mama, because that'd be what your mama would need to take.
Right.
And then the real strength would be Dave and Baron Special.
That's right.
This is the stuff that really, you know, really would put you at ease. We need to do that.
Yeah.
We need the maximum amount of THC allowable by law. Whatever that is. Was that 0.3%?
Yes, I think that's very low, right?
We need 0.2, 0.9. Actually, any hemp that tests over 0.3% in Alabama will be destroyed.
Destroyed!
Yeah. If it tests higher than 0.3%, we'll come destroy the crop. That according to Stan Pate. Rick Pate, rather.
Richard S. Pate, as the New York Times would call him.
Yeah, Stan Pate is a real estate developer in Tuscaloosa.
Correct.
Different Pate.
Different Mr. Pate altogether.
You know, it says marijuana tests as high as 15% THC.
Oh.
We don't need any of that.
Nah.
Climb that rope, you get high just looking at it. Who's this?
Tom.
Hey, Tom. What's on your mind, my friend?
Oh, I was just going to talk to him about the city bill.
You can talk about whatever you want. You're on the air.
Huh?
You're on the air.
Hey, I was just wondering what you thought about all these businesses coming out selling the CDB oil, and, you know, you sign up, and there's all of them are supposed to have, you know, a different characteristic that makes their product better than everybody else's, and I was wondering your opinion. They say it's the biggest thing since sliced bread or since... like the cryptocurrencies. So I'm going to see what you thought about it.
Well, here, stay on the line with me. Don't hang up. A couple things on this. One is I do think CBD oil, it's CBD, not CDB. Yeah. CBD oil has a lot of benefit for a lot of people. And I'm glad it's available. I'm glad it's legal. I'm glad Attorney General Steve Marshall recognized the reality for Alabama after the federal law. I think it's going to become a massive, massive industry for Alabama because we have perfect soil for it. We have perfect temperature. We have perfect sunshine. We have perfect rain. We have the perfect environment to grow hemp. This should be the number one hemp state in the country. If we were even more forward-thinking, it'd become the number one marijuana growing state in the country. We have perfect soil, perfect everything. If you can grow cotton and peanuts, you can grow marijuana and hemp. And we love growing some cotton and peanuts down here, so why not some marijuana and hemp? So the first thing is, I'm glad we're doing it. I think it's a wonderful benefit. Second thing is, to your more specific point, all these stores popping up, you got to be really careful what you do and don't say when you're promoting a supplement. CBD oil is a supplement. For example, we know orange juice that contains vitamin C will cure scurvy. Everybody knows that. It's common sense, known fact. But if you put on your orange juice bottle, you know, 100% Florida-grown orange juice cures scurvy, you know, scurvy cure, the FDA can prevent you from selling that orange juice and fine you for selling that orange juice.
Yeah.
Because your product has not been tested by the FDA.
Mm.
Your product has not gone through the FDA approval process to cure a disease. And I see a lot of these CBD companies popping up. Their signs are on billboards. I see them in the signs in front of their windows. I hear the advertisements on the radio and television about cures this, cures that, helps this, helps that. That's the kind of stuff that's going to cause the CBD industry in Alabama to get shut down. I really do wish the state of Alabama, the Attorney General's office, not to harass these people, not to shut them down, would send a strict, clear message to these businesses. You can't claim your product is curing stuff unless you have a study to prove it. And you need studies that show it proves it, and then it has to go through the FDA approval process. And none of this CBD stuff has gone through the FDA approval process for this. And so you can't make the claim. You can't make the claim. You can say some studies suggest or some studies say or studies promote, but you can't say heals insomnia, cures inflammation. I mean, and I see some of these claims, and that's what's going to ruin the party for the state of Alabama is if it's not aggressively enforced,
right,
the claims that are being made about this product. That's when the FDA and the feds are going to come in and spoil the surprise and the party for everybody. Because I think a lot of people are genuinely benefiting from it. I think opioid use will go down. I think things like Ambien, which is one of the most horrific drugs ever made on the planet. It's a terrible, terrible drug. Should have never been put on the market. I think Ambien use will go down. Good. Thank God. A lot of these sleeping drugs have no business being on the market. They're terribly, terribly dangerous. But Ambien in particular, just because it's the one we're all familiar with. I think a lot of those good things will happen. A lot of anti-anxiety medicine, people stop using that. You know, if you used to take Xanax and you can get a reasonable amount of reduction in your anxiety symptoms from CBD oil or popping a CBD gummy, do it.
Yeah.
You know, why go back to the doctor and take a powerful pharmaceutical drug when you can take an organic gummy bear or a couple of drops into the tongue or vape a little bit out of a vape cartridge? Why would you do that? So what are your thoughts, sir?
Reasonable amount of...
Okay, he's not listening. Our number 272-9228. Who's this?
Good morning, man.
Randall, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Better now that I got a phone. Been on phone for 2 days. You never know how much, you know what I mean? I didn't even need no kind of quit because I couldn't hear your voice for 2 days.
So. Oh, Randall.
I'm honest telling
you, man. I wonder where you've been.
It took a minute. Well, it didn't take but a day to get in, but you know how it is. The technology, I couldn't even... Anyway, I didn't get... Anyway, passed all that. There's two people in over there in near Selma already growing it, and there's one in Alabama, in Tulsa, a woman doing it, and there's supposedly a man in process of getting a contract going to have a process plant, and he's going through REA. But my thing is, the more you talk about this 0.3% mess. Even though you got hemp and you got marijuana, but even in the hemp side, you got more than one type of seed, more than one type of plant. You got some that it ain't just grow one and it does it all. And that's how the 0.3% gets in there, is the way it's processed. There is a seed that you can get that don't have none in it. I mean, but once you process it through one that makes cement, that you can make cement out of, or the rope type, it has some reason it gets in there. And I don't know if the 0.3% is a way for the government they're going to be able, because see, like, people on pain medicine that go get drug tests, they can't get there. They can't do the CBD oil from Alabama and get their pain pill. So I think the there's something to do with the 0.3%, because there is a way to not have none. But you have to go to a plant that has never processed but just one type of seed. So I think they're trying to make... I know two people who failed the drug test and them doctors said, hey, well, I'm cutting your pills off. You know what I mean? It's just that simple. And all it was because they say they test for cannabinoids and they don't test for THC, which in that case, it ain't going to matter nowhere anyhow. But there's a lot to this, and that 0.3% is really throwing me in a loop. I think the government got something to do with it because they're letting everybody get dirty. I don't know. I know I think way too far sometimes, but why not have one that don't have THC in it? You know what I mean? I don't understand that.
They have some that doesn't have THC. It's fine. It's of comparable price. It's not as good because you don't get the entourage effect. It doesn't have all the terpenes and the other micronutrients and things in it. A full spectrum CBD oil, in my opinion, and I've used them all, and I've used them for years. In my opinion, a full-spectrum CBD oil is of higher quality, particularly a CO2-derived, organically grown full-spectrum that has plenty of potency, is more effective than a CBD oil alone. And that's why you don't see it as often, because it's just not as effective. But thanks for your call. But the CBD oil only usually is a clear... whatever, and the full spectrum oils usually have a little color to them. I'm a fan of CBD oil. I actually don't want to get too much into my own personal health stuff, but anyway, we'll be back. 272-9228.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see, we could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What what's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Hotel.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing costs a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm gonna come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not many showers to go around the next couple of days, and the temperatures are getting a little hotter with highs in the middle 90s and the heat index teasing the 105 danger range, not only today, but tomorrow as well. And again, only widely scattered storms. Lows at night in the mid-70s. Then for Friday, slightly better odds that you might run into one of those random afternoon and evening showers or thunderstorms. In fact, the rain chances get better Saturday and Sunday at 50%. That's a pretty generous chance. Highs in the low to mid-90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Again, 20 minutes to the top of the hour.
When the people start to move.
Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you.
They can feel it all.
My friends over at Auburn House Wash, Spencer Mann, great guy. Great, great human being, Spencer Mann over at Auburn House Wash. You can find him online, auburnhousewash.com. You can also check him out by telephone, 826-WASH. Or if you really, 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 really want to, I'll tell you. You could probably try to track him down, but why? They come to you. I mean, you could probably try to track him down, but they have a truck dedicated to the river region right here. It says Auburn House Wash because it's already branded, and everybody knew it was the best house washing service in Alabama. So they didn't want to change the name, but they did expand into the river region. They have a truck dedicated to the river region. Autauga, Elmore, Montgomery counties, I've talked to them. That truck stays busy. This advertising works. And the river region has really, really responded. Really, really, really responded to Spencer Mann at Auburn House Wash. So call him, 826-WASH. Check him out on Facebook because he has some great before and after pictures, some time-lapse footage. Or just jump on the website, auburnhousewash.com. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, and now Barbara.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have been told that if you have a prescription for CBD oil, that you can't get a permit for a gun.
I've not heard
there
that.
There aren't really prescriptions for it, right?
Yeah, and there aren't permits for guns either.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to have a concealed carry permit if you want to carry it in a concealed manner. But
that's what I mean. Yeah. I'm not a
But yeah, there's not a prescription for CBD. You just walk in off the street and grab it. I mean, they have it at gas stations. They have it everywhere. You got to be careful, though, because some of that stuff's not tested and labeled correctly.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. I bought some of that gas station CBD, and if that stuff doesn't have THC in it, nothing does.
Yeah,
some of that stuff you get high from.
Yeah, I noticed the other, and I didn't buy any, but I did notice, I stopped at, like, this random gas station, and they had these, I mean, it was, like, next to their janky butterfly knives and, you know, the trucker speed. And all
right.
Stuff, and they had, like, all this CBD stuff. I was like, so we've really reached fad level now.
Well, they had, the reason I bought it, they had, like, little $5 things of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in this, it was like the best CBD ever or whatever it was labeled. I thought, all right, I'll try it.
Sure.
And I tried it, and I'm guessing it was THC, but it was not just CBD. It had something else in it.
Right, bath salts.
It could have been, bath salts. Could have been, might have been a fake THC, or it could have been,
what's that,
like,
stuff that like salvia or whatever? That,
well, it wouldn't have been that. But I mean, I don't know what, but I'm just telling you, if you're going to buy CBD, buy it from a reputable dealer. Don't buy it over the counter at the gas station.
If you take just the, like you said, from a reputable dealer, and you have a CDL license,
Would
that, you get drug tested?
I would recommend you talk to someone more knowledgeable on the issue than me. If it says it has no THC in it, in theory, you're not going to test positive on a drug test. But I don't know that, and I would never want to tell you it's safe to take. Okay. I would talk to someone else. I don't know who you would talk to, but not me. I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna give anybody advice on that where their career might be in jeopardy. Thanks for your call,
there you
Barbara.
Go. Thank you.
Our number 272-9228. Who's this?
Charles Hollis. Good morning.
Hollis, comma Charles.
You were talking about middle initials yesterday, the New York Times, whatnot, and so forth on. Hassan calls this place his city. Calls this city his home, and also the Reverend Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
There were 59 over the weekend, and not a word was said.
Okay.
Sorry about Chicago.
Oh, okay. I guess.
You got to decipher Charles sometimes.
Yeah, well, I know.
You say I know. Yes, sir, I do know.
Yeah, I saw that, and it seems to be, I guess, I don't want to say it's a counterpoint, but it seems to be being used as a counterpoint to the narrative that white people are the worst people on earth because we shoot up large. I had this conversation with the mayor yesterday off air.
Yeah.
I said if somebody shoots four people, if you read a news story that says someone shot four people in this country, it's probably a black guy. If you see a news story that says somebody shot 24 people, it's probably a white guy.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, it's just those are the facts. And so I think a lot of people are saying, well, yeah, we had two white guys shoot, you know, 30-something people or kill 30-something people and shoot another 50 on top of that over the last week. But a bunch of black people killed a bunch of people in Chicago, too. And we're not complaining about that. And that's sort of something I opened with on Monday, which was there's a racist element to the news coverage.
It is.
Because if you don't cover the unending tragedy of inner-city murders in this country with the same breadth and intensity that you cover the death of suburban white people when they get shot up at a Walmart.
Biasism.
It is. What you're saying is...
shots are fired in front, you know, in a district in Cloverdale, and you're not worried about the guy that shot his stepdad or whatever off Mobile Highway. You know, you're denying those people humanity is what
you're
doing.
Right. It's precisely what you're doing. What the news is doing is saying some dead bodies are worth more than others.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I want to leave y'all people with this. Trump on. Baby, darling, Trump on.
Charles knows how to end a call, doesn't he?
Boy, he does. He's strong as new rope. Charles is strong as new rope. Speaking of strong, you ever seen anything stronger than concrete?
I'm not sure.
I have not. Concrete's pretty doggone strong. Now, I'm sure there's some steel or titanium or something.
Right. Adamantium.
I don't know what that is. You make it up.
No, it's so. This is like the nerdiest thing that I know, and I'm not a comic book fan, but that's what Wolverine's like. His that's why he can like regenerate or whatever. It's his bones are made out of adamantium.
You were the nerdiest person I've ever met.
I know, right now.
You know that for
adamantium. I'm gonna tank our ratings and go kill myself. Sorry, Baron. It's been fun. I no longer have a use in this world. I should have never even mentioned that.
Well, there have been a couple of fake products like that, like Reardon Steel from Atlas Shrugged.
Yeah.
Remember he created that Reardon metal? Henry Reardon. Was it Henry Reardon? What was his name? Gosh, I hadn't read that book in a while.
Yeah, neither.
And the other one was Unobtainium.
Okay.
From Avatar.
It's right there in the name.
Unobtainium. Can't be obtained.
What about Corinthian leather?
Corinthian leather?
Yeah, you know, he made that up, right?
What?
Ricardo Montalban, the guy that like did the commercial and he said, fine Corinthian leather.
There's no such thing?
Not a thing. He just thought it sounded better.
It does sound
And
good.
He's right. If you say it's Corinthian leather, I'm in.
That's good leather.
Yeah.
Considering Corinth doesn't exist anymore.
Correct.
Corinthian leather. Unobtainium. That's funny you made that up. But Penny Iron Concrete Technologies, he deals with the hard stuff too. He deals with concrete, and he does it in a beautiful way. Penny Iron Concrete Technologies, Tom Latham over there, 284-9292 if you want to get in touch with him, 284-9292. You can check him out online, pennyiron.co. You can also find him on Facebook, and that's what I recommend you do because they got a ton of images and explanations on Facebook about what they do, what they're able to do, what they're capable of doing. They got commercial applications. They've got residential applications. They got industrial applications. I mean, they can do anything with concrete. The amount of stuff they do is really, really impressive. Penny Iron Concrete Technologies, the decorative and stamp stuff, second to none. Patios, walkways, driveways, curbing, small sections of private road, whatever you need. Call Tom Latham, Penny Iron Concrete Technologies. You'll be glad you did. I promise you'll be glad you did. It's 48 after.
I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Ooh-hoo. When the big black car said, look this way, he said, hey, that day, will you marry me?
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Caravina Village offers resort-style senior living, cruise ship-style dining, resort-style swimming pool, furnished suites. Is this retirement or a vacation that never ends? Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Imagine that you're at the store like you've been a bazillion times before. Do you know the secret to a happy shopping cart? Putting Little Debbie snacks in there is the perfect way to start. Oatmeal cream pies, Swiss rolls galore, Nutty Buddy, Honey Bun, zebra cakes, and more. Little Debbie loves to make you smile with so many varieties. Made by our family of bakers who always aim to please. There's tradition and love in our collection of cake. So grab your favorites in the aisle because today you bake.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Mr. Electric on Oliver Road for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All right, guys, 8 minutes to the top of the hour. Love Fiona Apple. You know, Fiona Apple having a hit with this song and a few other songs led to the creation of children named Apple. You remember that?
Yeah.
Wasn't Gwyneth Paltrow's kid, didn't she name him Apple?
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
A dumb name.
It's a totally dumb name. But,
I mean,
it's
a first name.
You get what you get. Not this hour of the program. Actually, this hour of the program brought to you in part by good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Guys, Midtown Pizza Kitchen, I don't know if you have had the opportunity to slide by there and just grab a random a dish. What I do sometimes is just say, tell the server, bring me your favorite dish. Make sure to, and you know, I'm not a big chicken guy. Now, actually, the special this week, I'm looking at it, I would totally eat this one even though it has chicken in it because I'm seeing a picture of it. Chicken, broccoli, cherry tomato in a red sauce over bow tie pasta. That's going to be incredible.
Yeah, that sounds great.
That's going to be incredible. But a lot of times I'll go by Midtown Pizza Kitchen and say, just give me whatever you would get. What would you order? Don't tell me. Just bring it to me.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll bring you out like a pie. Sometimes they'll bring you out a pasta. Sometimes they'll bring you out a sandwich or a salad. And I'm fine with it because I've had everything on the menu. And everything on the menu is absolutely phenomenal. Midtown Pizza Kitchen is so good. So, so good. I know what you guys are doing this time of day. Especially you at work. Right now, you guys are passing around the email saying, who's in for lunch today? Who's in for lunch today? Where are we going? Someone, please.
Ideas? Anyone have ideas?
Respond. Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Meet everybody there at 11:45. Or I'll meet everybody there at 12:30. Or I'll meet everybody there at 11:15. Whatever time your office goes to lunch, suggest Midtown Pizza Kitchen. And you bosses that understand sometimes your employees go out to lunch and you lose some productivity, cater once a week. Cater every couple weeks.
That's right.
You go to a car dealership on Saturday, guess what they do? They cater. You know why? They don't want to lose the productivity on their biggest day. Bosses, take note. Take note. If you cater, not only will you have happy, healthy, you know, not hungry employees, you'll get more productivity out of them because they don't leave. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, get by there when you get a chance. All right. You know, sometimes I am not one of these that says every one of these shootings is a deep state operation or a false flag event or something like that. I am certainly not. Now, I do have my questions sometimes about the motivations of certain of these people, and some of the stories just seem so far-fetched, or some of the stories it seems so obvious there was more than one shooter because everybody saw more than one shooter, and they were wearing different things, and they all described the exact same thing. You can't have mass hallucination. Yes, you can have one person see it wrong. But if you have seven people say there were three shooters, and this one came from this direction, and that one came from that direction, and the other one rappelled out of the ceiling, and they all say the same thing, guess what? Someone rappelled out of the ceiling. I mean, that's it. It's like the argument for Jesus, right? What is Paul saying? There's 500 people back in Jerusalem that saw this guy alive. You don't believe me? Go ask them. Because 500 people didn't mass hallucinate this. You wonder why I think that? I see headlines like this. Red flag gun control bills pick up momentum with GOP in Congress. So if you were a deep state operative or you were somebody who wanted to destroy America or America's sovereignty or America's way of life, you would have to take the guns eventually. An armed citizenry is incompatible with your idea of destroying American sovereignty. And the Republicans in Congress and the Democrats in Congress, particularly the establishment variety, cannot be trusted to protect your gun rights. They will eventually take them with enough pressure. You know, there's a clause in the Second Amendment. I don't know if you've read it. There's a clause in the Second Amendment. It said the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. And then there's a parenthetical reference. It says, unless a bunch of whiny-ass kids start moping and crying. And then your rights shall be not only infringed, but abridged completely. And that's where we are in this country. And that's why I wonder, when I read headlines like this, I think, you know, you can't get on to me for believing some of these shootings could be deep state operations designed to destroy American sovereignty as the deep state desires to do. You can't get on to me for thinking that, and then you have establishment congressional Republicans saying, all right, we're going to start red flagging people. We're going to take their constitutional rights away without any due process on the word, on the tip of some anonymous tipster. Mm-hmm. You know what? I could take everyone, if these laws become the law of the land, I could take everybody's rights away.
Very easily.
Hey, I don't want to go on the record, but my neighbor over there is compiling a hit list.
Well,
you know, he's crazy. I saw him posting on the Chans the other day. He was talking, I don't know, mumbling something about Jews and blacks. He's nuts. He sounds nuts. This guy's probably going to shoot up a synagogue any day. He had synagogue listed on the list of hit list. There was like synagogue and like Steve. And they had like some other names I didn't remember. I think there's a woman named Becky or Karen or something. You got to go through and look at it.
Yeah, I mean,
and then all of a sudden they come and take his guns.
The thing is, though, right, is that I get that part of it. But the dude in, is it the Dayton guy that had that was thrown out of high school for having a rape list?
Yeah.
And all that. I mean, like, so, you know, maybe.
Well, go through the process.
That's what I'm saying, though. Maybe, you know, when they threw him out, they might have been like, hey, maybe we should follow up with that kid. You know, the guy that had the, now he said it was a joke, but he's also, he's in this, what was the kind of band he was in?
Porno Grind.
Yeah, Porno Grind band.
And, I've never even heard of it.
Yeah, me either.
His girlfriend said he had hallucinations and watched videos of mass shootings.
Oh. Well, way to stay with him there, sister.
One article posted today said he had more red flags than China.
Way to stand by your man. Right. See, that's what I'm saying. And they say, oh, well, he slipped through the cracks. Well, why did he slip through the cracks? Because nobody wants to deal with crazy.
That's true. Because if you go to the police and say, this guy's nuts, someone needs to go to the police in these situations and go through the due process rights. And like in Alabama, we have a position. Stephen Reed is the probate judge of Montgomery County.
Mm-hmm.
You can take someone before Stephen Reed and say, this guy's a danger to himself or others.
Mm-hmm.
And Stephen Reed will appoint the guy a lawyer. He'll have a hearing and decide whether or not the guy needs to be further evaluated.
Look who it is.
I'm telling you what. I'm as happy as a lark. I mentioned you already today.
I know, right?
Hey, guys, I got to be careful saying people's names. Yeah, I got to be careful saying people's names because...
Well, you know, Clay said that when we were talking about that Marianne Williamson thing, we might have performed a hex or something, so now apparently we can summon people.
Yeah, well, you know. All right, guys, 1 minute till the 10 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you. When we get back, get a dignitary in the studio. I'm impressed. I am really, really impressed. As we speak right now.
That's right.
We'll be back.